What's up, fabulous people, and welcome to Real Fabulous Marketing. This is the place where you'll hear stories of real fabulous people to inspire you and also get some amazing marketing strategies that will help you stand out from the crowd, particularly online. I can't wait to do this with you. Let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Real Fabulous Marketing, the place where you are going to get some fabulous insider tips from someone who knows all about online business and how to help you grow, scale with ease and flow. Now, if you listened to last week's episode, you'll know that I talked about my marketing predictions for 2023. And I talked about how things are going to be changing in terms of, there's going to be AI bots out there writing content and how you can start to build more rapport because there's going to be more competition. But you'll also have noticed that I didn't talk about paid ads. I wanted to put it all into its own episode. And I thought I would answer the very easy question of, do I still recommend Facebook and Instagram ads in 2023? Now, if you know me, you'll know that I have been running Facebook ads for all types of organizations, businesses, solo businesses, entrepreneurs, e-commerce stores for a number of years now. During that time, there has been many predictions around Facebook ads aren't working anymore. You need to move to TikTok. This is the way to go. Why would you throw your money at that? All sorts of manner of entrepreneurs who tell you that they grew their business without Facebook ads. And the short answer is all of that's true. All of those things are entirely possible and will continue to be possible during 2023. However, when it comes to me and my business and the businesses that I help, Facebook and Instagram ads are still going to be relevant and working in 2023. Now, there's no, buts about it. There's no way around it. The platform is very busy. You will have noticed this yourself if you are on Facebook and Instagram, which is probably why you're listening to this episode. And you'll also, if you're on other platforms like TikTok or Twitter, you'll also know that they're using a fair few ads on those platforms too, because, well, let's face it, people are spending more and more time on their phones, on social media. Platforms like Facebook have come up with so many different ways to make us stay on the platform. You know, as I said in last week's episode, I talked about selling my car on Marketplace, and we've got, connecting via groups and Messenger. I have many a friend who I only chat to via Facebook Messenger. Now, good or bad, it's up to you to decide that. I'm a big believer in making sure that there are restrictions around my own personal social media use, so to ensure that my mental health is a-okay and it stays that way, because I know that social media can be quite detrimental to our mental health. But there is a large proportion of business owners, you may be one of them, who aren't necessarily being Googled. People aren't specifically looking for what it is that you do, and they're not finding you. Now, Google is still a fantastic ads platform, particularly if you're working with someone who is really good at what they do. I have been collaborating with Kim Dawson of Dawson Digital since 2022 to provide Google and Facebook ad solutions for people. If you just want Google, please check out Kim Dawson Digital. We'll pop her details in the show notes. But that being said, there's still a high proportion of businesses who aren't locally based, who aren't necessarily going to be found under physiotherapist Ballina or GP near me. Like, there's so many of you out there who do need to connect with people using a social media platform. I can't speak for TikTok, but I am going to speak to Facebook and Instagram. The best way to spend your ads budget in 2023 will be to do either of these two things. The first one is to have an amazing offer, like a, whoa, I didn't know I was going to get that for that price kind of offer, or whoa, I can't believe they're giving away this amazing free guide for free kind of offer. So that is always going to be your best friend, particularly if you are wanting to get sales. It could be a simple discount offered through an ad. That works really well for e-commerce, particularly when it comes to retargeting people who have been on your website but not purchased. So that is always going to get bang for your buck. Retargeting ads work really, really well as long as you are filling up that front bucket. What do I mean by that? So retargeting ads will continue to work in 2023 so long as you're filling up the bucket to be retargeted. Essentially, retargeting is capturing people who have had some kind of an interaction with your brand or business and then showing them another ad. For example, you go to a website, you don't quite buy, but then you're shown ads after that for a period of time to try and get you to make a purchase. Or when it comes to Facebook ads, you can fill up that bucket by website visitors, people who engage with their Instagram profile, your Facebook profile, people on your mailing list. And also my favorite, and I think this one will continue to be relevant, if not bigger in 2023, is video views. So you can capture people who have watched a certain amount of your video on Facebook or Instagram and show them an ad. The secret here is that it doesn't necessarily need to be an ad for you to capture that audience. You could have a really great reel on Instagram and then show those people, or you'd probably want to have a few reels, like you don't want to just have one because those people are probably going to get pretty sick of seeing your ad. But you know, that's why creating that consistent content and using things like Instagram Reels or Facebook Lives will actually serve you when it comes to running paid ads as well. So that's offers into retargeting ads. Oh, that's still going to be working for you in 2023. That is for sure. The second option, which may be more relevant to the types of businesses that I've I often work with, and that is growing your email database so that you can build that rapport with people. Facebook and Instagram, they're pretty darn busy. People will miss your social media posts, even though you might have spent hours creating the perfect one in Canva. The algorithm may not work in your favor, and chances are people won't see it. That's why I'm a big fan of Instagram Reels, because you've got more chance of people seeing your reel, which is great. Now, when it comes to running paid ads, though, this is where you're going to run type of a lead ad where you will be capturing people's email addresses, preferably, so that you can market to them down the track. Because those types of people, most people aren't necessarily going to purchase immediately. They might take a bit of time to warm up. And this is where Facebook and Instagram ads work really well. So you're taking them off the platform into your email database, and you can start to build that rapport. If you listened to last week's episode, I talked about running low-cost workshops and really kind of like diversifying your offers. So rather than trying to just sort of sell some giant thing all the time, you've got the opportunity, if you've got an email database, to be really nimble and be really flexible in terms of what you're offering. So I would really say, if you're wanting to spend money on an ads platform, that is Facebook and Instagram in 2023, just be really clear on what your goals are and what you want to get out of it. As I said, if you want to run an offer, that might be really great for your business. If you're wanting to run ads in 2023 using Facebook and Instagram, you've got to be incredibly clear on what you want people to do. In the first instance, I talked about running ads using a really specific offer or a discount or that type of thing so that people come get interested and they come over to your website and preferably purchase and buy straight away. Not everyone's going to do that. We all know that, but it's the goal. That's when you're going to follow them up with that retargeting ad. But again, that's going to be really specific and clear in what you want people to do. Maybe you're only showing one product, or maybe you're showing a collection of products that are very relevant and timely to those people. The second option is trying to get people to sign up to your mailing list. But again, you want to give them a really good reason as to why they should do that. I've seen a number of ads in my feed lately for local businesses or venues, but nobody has mentioned where they are. Nobody in the ad copy has bothered to put what suburb they're in or what city they're in. And if you're like me, I know that sometimes people kind of stuff up when it comes to their target audience and their location. So I sometimes see ads for Sydney, which aren't really relevant, or maybe Brisbane. And so being specific in your copywriting, particularly when it comes to wanting people to take that action, whether it's making a purchase or signing up to a lead magnet, which is like a free thing that they get via email, be specific. If you're a local business, tell them that you're local, give them your location, let them know what's in it for them. Because the more specific you can be in your copywriting, the better off you're going to be when it comes to having paid Facebook and Instagram ads that work. So if you want to know my prediction for them as well, is the more specific and the more like direct. I'm finding that in terms of the ads that I'm running, the more direct that I can be without wishy-washy sort of floaty language, they're converting a lot better for my clients. And my third prediction when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ads in 2023 is to be realistic in your expectations. Know that you might not get it right the very first time you run an ad. Even I don't. Sometimes I do need to make tweaks and changes, and I use the data that I can see in order to make sure that I can write and run a better ad. But being realistic means that you can go, okay, well, I'm going to allocate $500 a month to run ads to grow my business, whether it's my mailing list or to try out some different offers on my website. And then at the end of the month, turn around and go, well, what did I get from that? Did I make a sale? Did I convert someone into purchasing a program or a product? Did I get 3 consultations from it? It's so important to be realistic in your expectations and to know this. If you make your money back from Facebook ads, you are doing very well. If you make more than what you spent, like you put in a dollar and then you put in $500 and you can see that actually, you just made $1,000, you are doing very well. You've made $2 for every $1 that you put in. Now, in terms of my predictions for 2023, I think they're probably going to be around the same. I'm seeing some really great returns for some of my e-commerce clients, but some of my other clients, it really is that long-term game. They are getting the leads in, they are nurturing the leads, they are building that rapport, they are giving them the specific offers, and then they are turning them into clients and customers down the track. But no matter what, everybody who runs paid ads that are good ads, that are specific, offer something specific, you know, let people know where you are if that's relevant, we'll see a return, whether it's in that first month or later down the track. So being realistic in your expectations and knowing, okay, this is part of a long game. But honestly, the businesses that I know who started running ads back in 2019 or back in 2020 on a regular basis, just to grow that database and build that brand awareness, are sitting a lot prettier when it comes to 2023 and where they want to take their business next. So my prediction is if you can jump on this sooner rather than later and start to run some low-cost list building ads or some really great offer ads, you are going to be sitting in such a great position when it comes to the end of 2023. If you have any Facebook ads questions, always, always hit me up on Instagram at Miranda Ivy Media. I'm more than happy to answer your questions. And I've got a really great traffic and conversion guide available too. So I'll pop the link in the show notes so that you can start to wrap your head around which type of campaign may suit your specific business. I have loved running these prediction episodes, and I hope that it has cleared some things up for you. Until next week, I will hope beyond hope that you stay fabulous. Hey there. I so hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I made it with you in mind. I was thinking about you while I recorded it. So I'd love to know what you thought of it. Come on over, find me on Instagram and send me a message. I'm at Miranda Ivy Media. And if you'd love for some practical and also quite easy ways to show up as the fabulous expert that you are, then sign up to my free 7-day expert visibility challenge. You just need to head on over to mirandaivy.com/expert. And then I'm going to send you a whole bunch of daily prompts to start sharing your fabulous self with the world. Until next time, stay fabulous. Yeah.